talking with Doug Zylstra, who is the chairman of the Democratic Party of Ottawa County. You've heard the remarks from Fred Upton on the Michael Patrick Shields show.
This is so pathetic. I mean, it really is. But even the more tragic thing is that, you know, months ago, we had a whole series of meetings, discussions, hearings. The White House claimed, the administration claimed, everything was just fine. The deadline was going to be met. October 1st, it would be like going to, you know, online, everything was going to be fine. And here we are now, almost a month into it, and there are still major glitches. I mean, the Spanish-speaking site was down again this weekend. We read that those that want to sign up with insurance companies, there's no ability for them to lock people in. Some states, at least as of last week, we heard hadn't had a single person that actually got on. I mean, this is, it's pathetic. And even more importantly, what could be a major problem is the security of the information that the individuals actually put online. They say it could be a hacker's delight. Wouldn't that be grand? So we're trying to have Secretary Sebelius testify on Thursday. I heard that she had some gala up in Boston that she's declined. I don't know whether she'll have a change in mind later on today. We're continuing to pursue that, but this is just outrageous. It really is. And for them to say everything again was going to be fine, it's going to work just great, and nothing could be more wrong.
I know that you are speaking as a political person and not as a person who is in the department, the federal department that's involved. But the firestorm that has erupted over the healthcare site stems from the Affordable Care Act reaction and the like. Disappointed a little bit?
No,
response?
Sure. No, thanks for having me on, first of all. As a supporter of the Affordable Care Act, yeah, it's a big disappointment. But I think, I mean, there's two things to remember. The Affordable Care Act is not a website. So those website issues will get fixed. We have a six-month window. March 31 is the end of the enrollment window, and I suspect, and I think a lot of industry folks suspect as well, that will be extended, you know, whether it'll be a one-month delay in the individual mandate or two-month delay. You know, I don't think that's going to be a long-term problem. We had Medicare Part D, had a lot of the same glitches, and they didn't have the big website issue. And you look at Medicare when it came out in the 60s, obviously they didn't have a website, and they did all right, you know. So a lot of these things are short-term, and it's not to discount the fact that the website is not working well, because it's not. But I think if you look at fundamental issues, are people going to get enrolled? Are the people who are getting enrolled getting affordable care? Yes, they are. So I think when we get to, say, this time next year, we look at the numbers, I think then it's a fair time to say, is it working? Are we getting the risk pools that we need? Are the people who don't have coverage getting coverage? Is their coverage indeed affordable? Then I think it's a good time to look at that. I think 16 days into it, 17 days into it, it's probably a little bit too soon to say whether it's working.
Do you get a sense that perhaps critics are just looking for anything to jump on?
Well, I don't think Fred, you know, of course Fred is going to talk about that. And he has a right to talk about it, and because it's an issue that the administration promised would be done, would be working, and it's not. So, you know, of course, as you know, doing oversight is part of his job. So I don't fault Fred for doing that whatsoever.
Talking with Doug Zylstra, who is the Ottawa County Chair, I want to get your reaction to a story that came over the wires. More than half of Americans say Republicans and House Speaker John Boehner are bad for the country, according to a new poll. The CNN ORC International poll, taken after the government shutdown ended, found that 54% of people surveyed say it's a bad thing that Republicans control the House of Representatives, and pollsters report that 63% of all people responding, and about half of Republicans, think Boehner should be replaced as Speaker of the House. Just a knee-jerk reaction more than anything else, trying to look for somebody to blame
that
on
that? Yeah, that last part, I mean, obviously that's part of the Republican House caucus, whether they want to keep Speaker Boehner in. I do think there's a lot of dissatisfaction. I just came back from legislative breakfast, and I think even a lot of folks who were there were probably sympathetic to Representative Heising or Representative Upton were upset with the last 2-3 weeks, especially business people. You know, whether that's going to matter in 2014, next year, in November 2014, is another question. I do think that when, you know, Republicans, especially and Bill Huizinga's side and his staff, is saying that, oh, they're not negotiating with us. Well, you know, they came to the table with, you know, shut down the government or Obamacare. We can't negotiate with that. You know, if you say, you know, you want your arm or your leg, and you can't negotiate with that. So of course we're gonna say no, just open the government, and then we can talk about it. We can get a budget resolution to go on. We're going to committee, and let's get it solved in committee where there's no knife hanging over our head.
One final thing, Doug Zylstra. Maybe it's not a question to fairly ask you, just being as a party chief, but I can ask you perhaps as somebody who's involved in the political process. Do you get a sense right now that we almost need a complete cleansing on both sides of the aisle in order to get maybe some true bipartisanship, because the divide and the divisions and the entrenchment of both sides, maybe it's just too deep right now?
That's a good question. I think in the end what you need is people saying, well, look, Obamacare, the ACA is law of the land. We're going to work to make it better. And I think once we get that point of view established, then I think we'll get some real bipartisanship. But if you're saying we want to get rid of this signature accomplishment, something that Democrats and progressives worked for 100 years, we want to get rid of it, well, of course, we're going to react in a very negative way to that, and we're not going to get solutions.